Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
According to People magazine, Steve, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez have settled their divorce, which will be finalized a week after Valentine's Day. When J-Lo and Ben wed 30 months ago, they did not sign a prenup. The pair agreed to a reasonable split of their finances. Each will keep what they earned while married. Neither will provide spousal report. J-Lo took Affleck's name when they married in the summer of 22. She's asked the courts to return to her former name, Jennifer Lynn Lopez. So here's a question, Steve. We know divorce can be stressful. We know that. Any advice from you, any do's or don'ts that you can share for anyone that is going through a divorce? And
well, just what would you want to know? Just ask me a question. There's so many levels. Ask me a question about it.
So will you ever, you think you can move on from this situation? Because it's like a death in the family or something like that. How are you able to move on?
No, mine wasn't like a death in the family.
It wasn't?
Mine was like the birth of a new child. Mine was dawning of a new day. It was.
Yeah, so you were. But how were you able to do that?
I was at the divorce court. It damn near felt like a baby shower. Yeah, I heard angels singing and rejoicing. You know, light and stuff like that. I just, you know.
Did you forgive? Did you forgive? Oh, did you forgive?
Did I forgive?
Uh-huh. Yeah, because it takes that also to move on.
No, I can move on. I can move on without forgiving. Oh, yeah. I move right on without forgiving.
So yeah, you...
I've done that.
But there are some people right now, Steve, that are going through a divorce. They're not celebrities. They don't have...
I don't give a damn J-Lo who y'all is the same. Yeah, it's okay, the same. So. It's hard. Okay, here's the deal. Divorce is hard. Yes, but you can move on. Mm-hmm. But you have to understand what the ending can represent. If you not only look at it as an ending, you can also look at it as a new beginning.
Right.
Because that's what it has to be. Mm-hmm. But what cripples you is when you stay in the ending phase. Mm-hmm. I put all these years in and we ain't got nothing. When you was in it, you didn't have nothing. That's why you got a divorce. Mm-hmm. So to stay in something that's not growing, fruitful, beneficial, helpful, mm-hmm. while staying in that is not good for you as a person. So once you get the divorce, there is a transition period where you realize it's over. And I'm not saying you don't grieve, you don't mourn it. You can. Mm-hmm. But you got to pick yourself up because let me tell you something. The other person is. Mm-hmm. they're going to pick up and move on. Now, you can lay there and wallow in it, but very rarely do you see two people just bemoan the divorce. Very rarely. Do you see the man and the woman, oh, it's the worst thing ever happened to me. It's usually one person overjoyed.
Divorce parties, all of that.
Yeah, it's usually one person. And in that, I would match that person's energy. Yes, Junior.
I'm saying, Uncle, when you get to court, do y'all even speak or have a discussion before? Are y'all talking?
No. I try not to even look over there. Cut your eyes. You're going to learn a lot of little stuff like, you know, how to roll your eyes. Like, I never rolled my eyes till I went to divorce court. Then I learned how to roll my eyes because you ain't allowed to say nothing because if you say something. What? Like I used to say, when I first got divorced, I didn't know you couldn't. What? No, man, hell no. Sir.
You're going to be held in contempt if you don't.
Yeah, you can't say nothing. I'm going with them. Yeah. Y'all, you just asked them and they just lied. Well, you can't say nothing about the lie till you get up there.
Yeah.
So I'm just tapping my lawyer, writing stuff. I had a legal pad full of information. I thought I went to law school. I was taking so many damn notes.
Yeah. And so, now you can go to Zoom court. You know you can do that too.
They didn't have that when I was there. I had to show up every time. Yeah. Like already losing enough.
Stephen Court. What?
Stephen, I don't know.
All this shit the whole time there. Cussing under my breath. Man, I don't know.
All right.
And then when they be lying, you can't say nothing. I'll be there. Oh, hell no. You can't get that. You can't say.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.